The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
I'm flying away, but before I do, I'd like to tell you that this podcast is funny. I promise.
It's also the only podcast that reviews internet reviews and does it with style.
Thank you. They don't like it when you miss the taglines, as made up and on the spot as they once were. They stuck for a reason, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
You know what else stuck with me? This review of Footloose from Amazon. Yep, that terrible song is a big part of that terrible movie.
That is a terrible... I do not like it. What's the... There's a song that starts almost... I think it's a David Bowie song, maybe, that starts, like...
Oh, and you think... your optimistic, foolish mind thinks it's going to be that cool David Bowie song.
Yeah.
And then it's Footloose.
Yeah, like, the drum beat in the beginning is so similar, but then as soon as... I'm like, oh, change the channel. Done.
Yeah, gotta hit these radio buttons here again, find something else. Hope they're not all commercials.
Church on Time, whatever that song is. It's got the same.
Oh, yeah.
Modern Love.
Yes. Well, here Elizabeth Speaks is in Modern Love with Footloose. She titles her review, Must See Great Movie. And she writes, I love the movie, the cast, the music. I cannot imagine living in an area that didn't have the chance to jam to their tunes. I recall the hubby and I going to an area while camping, wanting some drinks. We are not drinkers. Well, real drinkers. And the lady at Walmart was like, this is a dry county.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me? I mean, it was like two or less years ago, in the 2000s at least. Aren't they missing out on money that way? I can't imagine if folks want to drink. I mean, here in Virginia, you have to go to the ABC store, but in Louisiana, you go to Walmart and hard liquor is on the bottom shelf where the little ones can touch it. So I mean, the world is wild. I guess we all have our ways, but such a moving movie. Understand how kids, parentheses, grown-up kids, would feel in a high school situation, religious beliefs, etc. I guess I can understand certain rules, but not so many. 5 stars.
Wow. What was this reviewer's name?
Elizabeth Speaks.
Elizabeth Speaks the truth. Wow, she's like hammering this, just like Luther hammering his edicts or whatever they were. On all the doors saying, this is the truth. Read, take, and read.
People should be able to get hammered if they want to. They should not be allowed to choose to live in a community where you can't do that.
If children can touch it, it should be allowed everywhere.
Got me there, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, that for us anyway, that opens our eyes to a bit of a bitter reality in the American South, the dry counties. It's not really a thing around here.
Yeah, I mean, the worst that happens around here is like, oh, this is a nice family community. We only sell liquor until 9.
Right. They lock it up at 9 or 10. You got to go to the other entrance of the Woodman's. Sorry.
Yeah, that's as far away as Wisconsin alcoholics are comfortable being from alcohol at any given time.
Or in our specific case, a dry college campus might happen right here or there, but that's like its own little self-contained city-state.
And I'm going to tell everyone a little secret.
death.
Carthage faculty, please turn off the podcast. Please fast forward 2 minutes ahead. But the dry campus thing, it's a bit more of a suggestion than a hard rule, it feels like sometimes.
You think?
I know. I'm well aware. I've seen it. I was an RA. I poured those beers down the sink.
I think I stepped in it a couple times.
Probably. Definitely smelled it. Definitely smelled it on underage friends.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Freedoms.
Good times. What a time. Don't tell Elizabeth about those yet.
No, but she's right. And the message in Footloose was right, too. You can't deny certain freedoms. Otherwise, you know, crazy things are going to happen. When you deny the right to dance, sooner or later people are going to be driving tractors at each other.
A 35-year-old man named Kevin Bacon, who claims to be a high school-aged child, will dance his little heart out until a revolution happens.
And then
buildings will burn. But what is corporate retail in the face of lack of dancing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I want to see.
Do they fucking Footloose?
They probably fool around, you know, quote, fool around.
They kind of foot around.
Yeah, they play footsie. I haven't seen it in a dog's age.
Oh, yeah, I've repressed it. That's one of those movies that, like, my mom would be like, this is a good movie, watch this with me. And I'd be like, no, 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 no. And I'd have to watch it. And so mm-hmm. I just like, I'm sure I could have, if I had the right attitude, I could have enjoyed it.
Right.
But because I could not have a good attitude about it, I will forever hate it.
Yeah. That's kind of how I was with Dirty Dancing. I mean, people of our parents' age would constantly say, nobody puts baby in the corner. I'm like, what the heck is that? And then, oh, Dirty Dancing's on. You need to watch it. It's a good movie. And like in the opening 5 minutes, the one dance instructor says, come on, ladies. God wouldn't have given you maracas if he didn't want you to shake them. And I was like, again, as if it were Footloose on the radio, change the channel. I can't right. be exposed to this.
Hearing that kind of stuff when you're a young goody two-shoes such as we were, it can really shock the system if you're like next to mom while listening to it. It's like, no, this is embarrassing.
Yes. I have now seen Dirty Dancing. I do appreciate it for everything it has. Patrick Swayze with those little shoulder rocks. Oh, Anyway, what I'm picturing right now is the reason Kevin Bacon couldn't dance. The reason dancing was outlawed in that town was because the vibrations through the earth woke up Tremors. Because Tremors is another classic Kevin Bacon movie.
Giant evil sandworms were going to attack the town.
You need to step lightly. There's no foot loose in here because you lose the foot. Maybe that's the reason. It wasn't religious.
So Footloose is either a prequel or long after sequel to Tremors.
Right. Now that the Tremors are gone, we can dance again.
Yep, it's all part of the Baconverse.
Speaking of the Baconverse, or at least the Meatverse, or the snapping into a Slim Jim verse, I have a Google review of Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, Wisconsin Dells, written by Macho Man Randy Savage.
Wow, a celebrity, friend of the show.
Yeah, right. Macho Man writes, have to prop connecting rooms, doors open. Door closed on accident, and we were locked out of the room with our luggage. No engineers on site to help. Disaster. 2 stars.
This is a dumb animal. This guy don't know how doors work, dude.
He don't know how Macho Man works. That's my point.
Oh, I see. So if this was the legitimate Mr. Savage, he just would
have
ripped the door right out of the frame.
Yes, exactly. And then you break it over to the hotel manager's back.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it anymore. I agree. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he would have snapped that thing like a Slim Jim. Started eating on it.
He would just continue, like, breaking into adjoining room after adjoining room.
I'm getting my money's worth, brother. Let's party.
What's going on in here?
Yeah, he kicks down one wall. Someone's doing coke. He takes a bit. He sniffs, like, he instead of going for the line, he just sniffs the whole pile next to it. Oh, yeah. He hands people Slim Jim, like, autographed pictures with some Slim Jims taped to the back for their trouble. Rest in peace, Mr. Yeah. Savage.
Yeah, we miss you, I assume.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not a wrestling fan, but...
not a wrestling fan, a fan of comedians pretending to be that guy, so...
Yeah.
I can appreciate him in that way.
His presence.
Well, I got something that might be a good present.
Uh-oh.
Here from Amazon. This is, believe it or not, the Hot Wheels Toxic Snake Strike Challenging Playset with slime for 5-year-olds and up. Includes 1/64th scale Hot Wheels vehicle. Connects to other sets single multi car play.
Okay, okay. I'm with you.
So this is a bit of a contraption. On one end, there is a Hot Wheels little launcher? Garage. You put it in the – yes, ooh. A launcher. You pop it in the launcher. The launcher connects to the track. There is a sort of a pressure button that you slam your fist down on. I believe the harder you slam, the harder the Hot Wheels flies out of it. It leads to – on the other side, there is a snake. The track turns into a giant snake, which curls up into a loop-de-loop and then sort of ends halfway up. So a half loop-de-loop.
Whoa.
In front of the snake, which you drive under to get up to the snake, are a couple buttons.
Mm.
If you hit one of the buttons, the snake will bend down and tip over a bucket of slime onto the track.
Whoa.
If you hit the correct button, the snake will, its head will rock backwards, signifying that you've killed the snake. So, right. You're trying to hit the right pressure to launch your Hot Wheel up through the snake's mouth and land back on the correct button. If you hit the wrong one, you got a stinky poopy mess to clean up, as I can tell. This review was written by Sean, who is a Vine voice. Says Vine customer review of free product. This ungrateful sucker got this for free. December 25th, 2020, this was written. Anyway, Sean titles it Not the Best. He writes, my son has a lot of Hot Wheels city sets. Some are winners and some aren't. The Toxic Snake Strike Challenge is middle of the road. It's cool when it works, but it doesn't always work. You have to hit the lever really hard to get the car to go all the way up the snake ramp, and you should use the right car. The car that comes with the set works great. We found some others from my kids' collection that also work, but most of the ones we tried do not. Cars that don't work usually don't make it through the first funnel, which makes the snake fall backwards. The snake is only supposed to fall backwards if you make it all the way up the ramp and then fall on the right button. But there is a certain sense of satisfaction when you get it just right. This set also comes with a little jar of slime, which I'm going to ignore. The slime is really watery. It looks like it looks like a one-time use thing, and you'll spend a bunch of time cleaning up when you're done. I feel bad, but I had to hide that from the boy. This is a good piece for the Hot Wheels City collection, but as I mentioned, it's not one of the better ones. 3 stars.
That is a 5-star review.
It is a very thorough review.
Yeah, letting us know the ins and outs of this thing.
But that poor boy,
he may go
his entire life not knowing about the slimy potential of this Hot Wheels set.
What could have been?
The slime in mom's rug, in child's hair, in little sister's hair, in dad's food.
In nose.
In nose. in several other orifices.
That slime could be the one thing that sets him off, you know, to his future. To his, that could be the thing that inspires him to create some sort of polymer gooey goo that replaces airbags. Because also dealing with cars. He's obsessed with cars. We know this. He's got all these city sets.
Right. What you're hearkening to is some sort of slimy butterfly effect.
Yes.
Like the butterfly effect, but with slime.
Mm-hmm.
You give the boy the slime, he saves a bunch of lives making an airbag invention. Don't give the boy the slime. Fast forward, Ashton Kutcher doesn't have an arm anymore.
So much less attractive.
Hey. Not necessarily. I would not say so. You no longer really Ashton Kutcher could be, you know, give that boy a Furiosa sort of thing.
Okay.
Or don't, you know?
Winter Soldier action.
Sure. You put chainsaw for an arm. And even if he decides that the new him is without an arm, I think that's attractive as well.
Take the other one off, even it out.
But I don't know what Demi would think.
But I don't know who's wiping his butt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got another arm.
But if he takes the other one off?
What if he gets this kid invents slime appendages?
There you go. It regenerates just like geckos and lizards.
And slime.
What we're saying is this father has done his child a disservice.
Yep.
And the world, possibly.
I really think so. That slimy snake could have done big things.
Just because he didn't want to have to clean it up. Who's going to clean up the world's problems?
The next generation.
Apparently.
Yep. With this guy's attitude.
They're still alive.
They could have been if he let the kid play with slime, dude. What kind of review you got?
I got a review that's foretelling the end of the world. This is an Amazon review for the Camp Chef Outdoor Camp Oven. This thing looks rad. In practice, I don't know how well reliable it would be. It's like your typical camp stove, you know, you flip the lid up and it's two burners there with the grill over it, but it's actually connected to a little oven. So you've got a stove and an oven when you're camping. Sounds rad to me.
Yes.
Gary C. O'Daniels titles his review, "We live in our self-built cabin off the grid," and writes, "We live in our self-built cabin off the grid. Bought this little oven assuming it'd do a few things for us until we got a bigger one. That was 5 years ago. It does everything. Yes, we use it inside. No, we're not idiots. We apply thought and careful consideration when dealing with propane. Anyhoot, this is one of the top 10 items for our off-grid needs. 5 stars.
What do you think, man?
Does anything strike you as ironic about this?
Hey, it's all coming up irony for me, baby.
Lay it on me, then.
What? You're like the teacher who
I'm guiding the student.
Yeah, you're poking me, you're prodding me. I want you to say it.
All right.
I didn't hear it from your mouth. You dirty Dan.
For someone who is claiming they live an off-grid life, you're writing an Amazon review?
See, it's so much funnier how you said it.
That just, it doesn't sus.
I would have just been like, how's that off-grid computer there? How's that? how's that computer made of sticks and, back up. They're off the grid and they're writing a review? They're off the grid and they ordered a fucking stove from Amazon.
From Amazon. How are you getting that delivered? Thank you for reminding me. 15 trees that way, by the big rock, you'll find our yurt.
Yeah, the description section is pretty long. And if I'm a delivery guy and I'm going off just the description section, nah. Return to sender. You can pick it up at the facility.
I'm picturing Gary there on the mountain. The eagles fly by. He's looking through binoculars and they're lumbering down the road is the Amazon truck.
Yeah, he puts his ear to the ground. They'll be here in 10 minutes.
This is truly living.
See, to me, they would just get a notification on their log computer that it was just left at the nearest Amazon facility. They're going to be pulling up in a couple hours in a Flintstones car. No GPS tracking on that puppy.
No, you can't find him.
Pick up their stove. Which kind of stove? What does this stove run on here?
Propane.
Propane. Okay, that checks out. What kind of natural spring are you harvesting propane from?
You gotta come back onto the grid to get your prope.
I'd assume. The prope is grid only. All right, let's get one thing straight. The grid guys, they got the prope on lockdown.
Unless you got some other off the gridder who's like sitting on a lot of propane.
Okay, yeah, just stop by my place. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, you know Jimmy, he's my propane guy. I'll send you his smoke signal coordinates. Yeah, you want to do it when there's a 28 degree westerly wind here.
Just pulls out a bow and arrow. Yeah, follow that. Yeah, get on there.
With a rope attached, and you just gotta get walking.
It just doesn't make sense. Even if you're like, okay, I'm off the grid, and I did order this thing. You're living an off-grid life, and you care what people think about your reviews? Off-grid is that you leaving it all behind.
Right, you're above petty things like Amazon reviews.
It's one thing to order it, but yeah, to say, I'm going to help out all those dopes who are still living their attached lives.
Gridded. Those gritters.
Those gridded SOBs. Gary's here for them.
Gary's got him. One time I call it nerd summer camp. I went up to a tech college to do their summer camp activity. You kind of take like a dumbed down college course for a summer, or just a week out of the summer with some other high schoolers at a college. Very much just an advertisement. Hey, come to our college someday.
Sure.
But in the electrical engineering class I took, we went to someone who lives off the grid in the UP.
Whoa.
And what sticks out to me most of all, two things. One, we went in the basement to see their generator, and there was definitely like Karl Marx and Che Guevara posters all over.
Okay.
Which I was just about too young to realize the extent of how badass that was.
Yeah.
And also, his house, which he built himself, how they got up to their second floor is their kitchen counter was built into the stairs. There was one set of stairs that went up to the kitchen counter. You walked across the kitchen counter, and on the other end, there were some steep stairs you'd get up to the second floor.
That is simultaneously awesome and awful.
Right.
Like, tiny houses are cool.
But you're Lysol wiping that counter quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, get a toenail in your salad.
Man, there's no handrails. You're coming, you know, I'm a guy who can really barrel down some stairs without any remorse, especially if I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoops. To say you're not taking a head first or off the old head first dive off the kitchen counter on a sleepy Sunday morning?
Into the knife block or something.
Or you're coming in hot, you're still scratching your eyes waking up, you got your feet in dad's cereal bowl.
Do you mind moving?
But I guess those off-the-gridders are just more advanced than us.
They must be.
They got Amazon. If they got Amazon and they're off the grid, pretty impressive.
They figured it out.
What, do we got a break? I think to stay off the grid healthily, we should take a little break here.
Yeah, we're going to go under for a bit.
Go under? Shit.
Laura, can I ask you kind of a rude question? That's what we're here for. This is Impolite Society, the podcast that explores the topics you've been told not to talk about. That's right. We explore cultural taboos, morbid curiosities, and the stuff you should probably know by now.
So join us as we ask the questions your mom told you never to ask. Like, how much do you make?
The questions you're dying to know the answers to, but are too afraid to ask. Like, is it normal to spy on your spouse?
And the questions you never knew you needed the answers to. Like, why is animated porn so popular?
New episodes come out every other Monday, and you can find Impolite Society wherever you get your podcast.
So buckle in. Let's discuss the topics that won't fly in polite society.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Great Reviews in History. History.
History.
There it is.
History.
Today, I have the pleasure, Brent, of presenting to you the shortest review, the Guinness World Records certified shortest movie review in history. History. History.
I imagined published review, we could
published
say.
Published in a book.
Right.
Now, the owner of this review is none other than famed reviewer and film historian Leonard Maltin. You okay. Recognize the name?
I can't say that I do offhand.
You might recognize his face. He's for people of our age, you may know him as the movie review guy in Gremlins 2.
Oh.
Or possibly you had the VHS set of the original three Star Wars when you were a kid, and there was that bearded guy who talked to the other bearded guy, the second one being George Lucas, in the beginning of the VHS and asked him questions about the movie. That was Leonard Maltin.
I vaguely remember. I vaguely remember.
So how'd you do that, George? He's just a nice looking guy, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm looking at a picture of him on his Wikipedia, and it's like our dear friend Alex in 30 years.
I can't wait to see Edward Maltin and Alex's smiling face.
Yes, a moment.
Oh, man, it does. It's jolly old Alex.
Jolly old Alex. If
Alex gets a jollier demeanor and lives 30 more years, that'll be him.
That'll be him, even down to the pin on his lapel.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
It's an Alex move. Anyway, nobody else cares about Alex other than us and his wife, I assume. So I'll get back to the meat of this.
Mom and dad. Well, couldn't give a rip.
It's a complicated family. What can I say? Leonard Maltin published an annual book, Leonard Maltin's Movie Guide, from 1969 to 2014, and this book / guide featured what's known as capsule reviews. In other words, these are mini reviews, very short reviews, because there's been a lot of movies. So he's writing these reviews. They're going to be short. He wants to get as many movies in the book as possible.
Right. They might just not have as much noteworthy things to say about them as some others.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, it's just that each successive edition was adding movies. They weren't like just movies of that year. Mm-hmm. It was, these are all the movies. Now these are all the movies. So obviously the reviews are going to be somewhat short. Which brings us to his review of a 1948 musical comedy called Isn't It Romantic? Okay. Now Leonard loves his classic movies. So that's why he's reviewing older movies as well. And his review for Isn't It Romantic consisted of the word no. And I gave it 2 stars.
it didn't it's not totally not worth it. I figured the no, one word no review would definitely be a 1 star.
Yeah, it's not awful. Actually,
it's not totally irredeemable.
Point of clarification, in his book, he doesn't give 1 stars. He gives movies that bad the bomb rating.
Yeah. Absolute stinker status.
Yeah. It goes up from there, I think, to 1.5 through 5. But, yeah, he's to the point, which...
So you think this is less of a no and more of a nah?
Nah. Like a not for me.
Right. Yeah. Nah.
I think that could be one word with an apostrophe. E-H-H-H apostrophe N-A-H-H-H. Nah.
Right.
You feel that a bit more.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion there. So that's someone at Guinness really thought that was funny. Basically.
Yeah, that it may have been one of Leonard's many fans who said, "This is the greatest, man. I'm gonna talk to the Guinness people and make Leonard a bigger star than he is."
Yeah, if I had that plaque in my office, that one would be proudly displayed.
Yeah. Hey, look at that, son. Guinness World Record. I wrote 1 word.
You're not catching up to that one, kid.
You can't. You cannot. The shortest. He did it. You can't top it.
His poor children can never top it. Their lives must feel so empty. Their father's shadow looming over them with his fantastic achievements.
Yeah.
In short reviewing.
So in short, that is our segment. It tickles me.
Oh, hey. Good one.
So I thought I would feature it.
Yeah, that was a cute one. And a great review in history. The one I always hanker for the most. The one I always Hank Hill for the most.
Oh.
Hey, that was pretty good. You got a review for us, Hank?
You know what I haven't featured in a while is a silly, saucy, smoky, sultry, romantic novel.
I just saw some of those, and for some reason I didn't click on them. I must have known you had one in the pipes.
I've got this one in the pipes, brother.
Oh. This
is an Amazon book for the novel Man Whore. Before you even laugh, let me continue. The Man Whore series, book 1 of 5.
Okay, so this is just Man Whore origins.
This is Man Whore 1.
Right. I hope they're all just Man Whore, Man Whore 2, Man Whore 3, all just with Roman numerals like Rocky style.
More
very much
Man
a Rocky
whore.
Title. And then Son of Man Whore.
Right. Bride of Man Whore.
Man Whore versus Man Bear Pig.
I can picture the franchise now.
It's beautiful.
Anyway,
Amazon, pick it up.
Right. They love making TV shows out of books. They ought to do it. So Amazon user K, just the letter, small letter K, the minuscule K, titles their review, "Not Worth the $8.
Oh, wow.
And writes, "If I'm paying $8 for an ebook, I want to be riveted by the plot, wrapped up in the characters, and awake at 3 a.m. racing the pages. This book did none of those things. In fact, I'm 70% through and bored as heck. This book is slow, really, really slow, repetitive, painfully, painfully repetitive, devoid of a plot, and filled with two-dimensional cardboard characters who act and talk like 12-year-olds. Examples. Saint, a 27-year-old man-whore billionaire, calls, quote, dibs on Rachel when she walks up to his group of friends at a club. Literally, he uses the word dibs. I don't think so. Later, in front of Rachel, Saint bets his friends a sports car that he will have sex with her a third time. No, just no. Rachel, on the verge of having sex with Saint, kills the mood by asking this 27-year-old man whore, how many girls have you kissed? Yes, she wants to know how many girls he's kissed. Is this sixth grade? He's a man whore, Rachel. You can assume he's kissed lots of girls. In fact, if a 27-year-old guy knows how many girls he's kissed, I'm staying away because either the number is so low that he can remember or because he's keeping track. Rachel's best friend shows up at Saint's apartment and learns that Rachel and Saint have been together. Then the best friend yells, in front of Saint and his guy friends, I can't believe you've had sex with him twice and didn't tell me? I was expecting Rachel to say, I meant to pass you a note in math. I mean, it's just so juvenile. Oh, then there's the scene where Saint invites her to spend a day on his boat, and he is flanked by two girls feeding him grapes. Yes, feeding him grapes. I'm going to try and finish so I can figure out why a hard-nosed businessman would enter into a romantic relationship with and divulge intimate personal information to a reporter doing a story on him. Because I am assuming there's...
Oh, classic.
I'm assuming there is some twist that justifies such stupidity. But I can't imagine any cliffhanger that would compel me to spend another $8 on the second book. One star.
Two thoughts come to mind.
Uh-huh.
One, this must be her first romance novel.
She's dragging out all the tropes.
She's like boring, flat characters, plot, no plot to speak of. Yeah, it's kind of the ride, isn't it? And two,
yeah.
I'm guessing the author of this book just saw Iron Man 1, and there's that one scene where he's getting with the reporter that's doing a story on him, and she thought, some idiots will buy that for $8 on Amazon.
Take that, mix it with a little Freddie Prinze Jr. action. We've got
Freddie Prinze Jr. action. Just a dash of 50 Shades of Grey. Just a little dash. And some Fabio. What do you got? What do you got baking in the oven? If you pull it out, it's a turd.
Okay, I just went to the Amazon page to see what the rest of the names of the books are. I have only seen the second one so far, so we'll experience this together in real time. Goodness, the Kindle for book number one is now $14.99, and it goes down to $7.99 for book two. Interesting. Anyway, you can get an Audible copy for free with an Audible trial. Maybe you should do that,
read
folks.
That.
Steamy. Anyway.
We got Gilbert Gottfried on it.
Yikes. We have in the Man Whore book series, Man Whore. Man Whore plus one. Ladies Man. Womanizer. And Playboy. You know, I feel like they got
more and more generic.
Yeah, more and more sucky. And the prices reflect that. $14.99 to $7.99, and then $4.99 for the last three.
I laughed at Man Whore Plus One.
There is a Ms. Man Whore, a Man Whore series novella.
Ooh. Well, that's good. That's a good spinoff name.
Yeah.
Sort of a Miss Pac-Man dynamic. she did gobble some dots pretty aggressively. Probably the same sort of thing going on in that book.
Probably.
I laughed at Man Whore Plus One.
Yeah.
But it's only because I did not understand the genius at first glance. That's some next level shit. I've never heard that before. It sounds like a cliche, but it's not. There has to be other ones for it to be cliche.
Yeah, it's
impressive.
It truly original, like Table for Man Whore plus one.
Table for Man Whore plus one. That just sounds like a bad 80s stand up comic punchline.
Who's coming to the wedding? Oh, the man whore. Who's his plus one? I guess we'll have to see.
Read this book and find out.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever it is, she's got the time of her life, I bet. Because these book covers.
I bet there's something else.
Something else. You've had enough of it, though. So have I.
Yeah,
so have
I've had enough of it. You know what? I can never get enough of Matt. I think you know. You can sad. You can hear the smile on my face. The jubilation as we travel once again to Mr. Yelp Japan.
Yelp!
That's right. And oftentimes in Yelp Japan, it's sort of the comedy's coming from, this is a very American thing happening in Japan. Let's see what kind of review comes out of it. Out of that mismatch, that awkward right. situation. This time I got something that is supplantly. No way I'm using that right. That is very Japanese.
Okay, I'm excited.
And that is the Gundam Statue Tokyo.
All right.
This 50-foot statue nice. Stands behind the a mall in Odaiba, Tokyo, Diver City Mall. There is a daily light show. It is about the coolest damn thing you can see in the world. Probably getting a, what are those things called? The Seven Wonders of the World. This one's the eighth in my book.
For sure.
But Stephen C., we'll see if he sees with me, Stephen Me, eye to eye. He writes, the Japanese people really know how to turn on a middle-aged man.
Oh, no.
Out on Odaiba Island, you'll find a 50-foot tall, 1-to-1 ratio Gundam standing behind the mall. It is a really impressive statue with amazing detail. Something that you would never find anywhere else in the world. But it's backed by a show that takes place every few hours where there's a video projected on the building behind it and lights mimicking the lighting of the action upon the Gundam.
What?
It's not really that impressive, but it's great for people who understand the story. If you're a fan, you need to go here. Just tell your friends that there is a great mall next to it to save face. A winky face. 4 stars.
Thanks for the hookup, man.
Hey. So this guy's getting a little turned on by this big giant robot.
If you want to get hard and you're in Japan, I know the robot that can do it.
Skip the porno stores, skip the strip clubs, skip the panty vending machines, go straight to the Gundam to get juiced, brother. Gundam, look at that robot ass.
Step on me. I mean,
Big Lady from Resident Evil should fight the Gundam. That'd be a cool match.
That's a cool mashup, yeah. I fall for nerd stuff, too. That it can bring out some emotions in me, some feelings. creating a graphic for the Instagram at reviewparty.com, I watched the scene where Captain America catches Mjolnir recently. Right. And even just, like, I've seen the movie. I know what happens. I'm Googling the scene so I can make sure I'm getting the best screenshot for an excellent audiogram on the Instagram, and just seeing it tingles all over my body.
Yep.
But not aroused ones, just like welling up to my eyes and like getting ready to pour out because Cap is worthy.
Yeah, that feeling that you got going to your eyes, for some reason it's going to Steven's penis. What are we supposed to do about that?
I guess be happy for him. I don't think he's going to have any ED problems. All he needs is a Gundam, sitting up next to the bed.
When the Gundam gets out his laser sword sort of gets going as well. He's ready for a fight.
All right. That part's not so exciting, but if you know the story, it's good.
Yeah, I hate to say it, bro. The light show's badass, all right?
Why is he underselling it?
Yeah, I don't know if you've been to Disney World recently, but on the Magic Kingdom castle, they do a light show, and it's so great looking. It looks like the castle's moving at some parts. Mm. There's all kinds of things going on. There's entire shows going on. It's very artful and thoughtful and impressive. And the sort of thing, same thing's going on with Gundam. The light show is so intricate, you could swear it's moving.
Wow. That's so cool.
It's badass. For different reasons, but with the same conviction, I can wholeheartedly recommend going to the Gundam if you're touristing in Japan.
And if
it's
not,
like the
hey.
Statue of Liberty, but fucking awesome. Imagine if the Statue of Liberty fought other giant statues of liberties with laser swords. That's sort of what we're looking at here.
I would get a t-shirt of that.
Absolutely. Give me a review. Give me some meat and potatoes to see us out here.
Okay, I have one here that is very mysterious. It's almost, you know, mythic, this review. I have an Amazon review for Coleman Gas Camping Stove. I'm on a bit of a kick here in case the weather's getting nice. I'm into outdoor stuff.
Sure. It's just what's on your mind a little bit.
Gotta get off the grid, you know what I mean? I'm itchy.
I know exactly what you mean.
So this is a Coleman Gas Camping Stove, Triton Plus Propane Stove, 2-burner. And Amazon customer Monkey Wrench titles their review Bigfoot Researcher and writes, I found this to be so easy to use. And with the large Coleman carry case, not the one in the link associated, it's too small, it's easy to carry, along with the 1-pound propane bottles. Again, if you're getting the carry case, get the large Coleman carry case. Sleek design and easy to use after a full night of research. And waiting on that first pot of coffee and powdered scrambled eggs or instant oatmeal? I usually just open a can of hearty soup for dinner. Haven't really gone beyond that. 5 stars.
If it's good enough for a Bigfoot, Chaser, I mean, it's good enough for anybody, right?
I just feel like there's... Monkey Wrench is holding out on us.
You want to know more about the Bigfoot hunt and how the stove relates to it in itself?
You don't title your review Bigfoot Researcher and then not include Bigfoot in the review. The word research is there after a full night of research.
Mm-hmm.
But give me some details. Tell me your secrets.
I think he's just sort of laying down his credentials.
Aww.
Everyone knows Bigfoot researchers are the most serious of outdoorsmen. It's as though he put park ranger as the title of his review. You know you okay. can trust him on this one.
All right, I guess.
He wore a bandana, a cool bandana while he turned the stove on. I imagine that's what Bigfoot guys do, adding further to his credench.
Yeah. Probably. Probably.
After research, he, you know, maybe he would have mentioned it, but he probably heated up a little bowl of Bigfoot poop just to get the pheromones spreading out. It can stand up to that sort of thing.
I mean, it's a Coleman. It can stand up to anything.
Even Bigfoot. Bigfoot comes barreling at you. He's going to stub his toe on that. You it's got him.
Solid metal.
Solid metal. You got to capture Bigfoot. You're a goddamn millionaire. But shave I've seen him. Some stuff about these Bigfoot guys. I don't think they'd turn in Bigfoot. From what I've learned, they would try to procreate with Bigfoot.
Oh.
That's a lot of them are into that.
So that's sort what's of going on here.
They want to advance human evolution. The only way to do that, have a little lay down time with Mr. Foot.
Oh my goodness, I misread it. This Amazon user, on that note, this Amazon user's name is not Monkey Wrench. It is Monkey Wench.
Oh.
And this Monkey Wench wants to get freaky with Bigfoot.
Oh no, I thought I
She's
was
She's showing
joking.
Him. Hey, Bigfoot, I can cook. Check this out. Smell good.
Oh no.
They
just don't want to lay with Bigfoot to advance human evolution. They want to be Bigfoot's wench.
Bigfoot's
chambermaid.
Main squeeze.
I think we got a fantastic romance novel on our hands here.
Uh-huh.
The first one, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot plus one.
Yeah, we can just start with Bigfoot plus one. But I like that Bigfoot plus one's the sequel.
Yeah,
maybe,
Bigfoot.
Do
we need
go
to figure
with
out
Mrs. Bigfoot?
Mrs. Bigfoot is good for the threequel. Yeah, we start out, why is Bigfoot alone? Was his heart broken long ago?
Okay, the first one's called Bigfoot. The subtitle is A Monkey Wench's Journey.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, I know.
Bigfoot plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Bigfoot, the big feet.
That's she. That in that one, she's taking Bigfoot serum so they can, her body can handle more and more.
Yeah.
Run-ins, let's call them, with Mr. Foot.
Right. Because human hips were not made to bear Bigfoot loads.
Oh.
This has gone way off the rails. To change the subject, I've got a really short review. This is a Google review of the Abraham Lincoln head of state statue. It's a bronze statue of Abraham Lincoln's head in Grant Park, Chicago. Barbara Samaniego writes, a very iconic statue of Washington. 5 stars.
And with that little piece of ginger palate cleanser, let's move on to the plug, shall we?
Let's do it.
Thank you for making it this far through our frickin' insane podcast. This is like, yeah, I've been watching the Joker movie on repeat all day, so that's why this one's so frickin' crazy. But yeah, big thank you for sticking around with us, having some fun. I had some fun. Matt had some fun.
Yes.
And, yeah, new episodes every Tuesday. That's really what we want you to know. If you want to support the show, tune in for Tuesday Reviews Day. Give us the pump up those numbers on day one and be a part of the Tuesday Reviews Day community, the Tuesday Reviews Day brotherhood.
Best people.
Yeah. With ReviewParty.com, you can be something bigger than yourself. And if you really want to get your meaty hands inside of this cult, why don't you send a absurd internet review to ReviewParty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can add you to the cult membership list.
And if you want to interact with this cult-like posse even more, if you want to join the Bigfoot Hunching Squatch Squad, as it were, you can find us on social medias and send us all your Bigfoot tips. Now, that was worded poorly.
Save this for the romance novel, Matt. You're giving out our A material here.
You can find us at ReviewParty.com on Instagram and TikTok and ReviewPartyPod on Twitter. We're just filling those places with all sorts of irreverent, sometimes irrelevant content for your and our own enjoyment. And if you want to be even fuller of enjoyment, go to reviewparty.com, where you can find the episodes, you can find the blog, you can find the shop, you can sign up for a newsletter to say, what up, I'm in your inbox, here's the reviewparty.com.
That reminds me of the Vine, where the kid says, this is how I go into my house, in sort of a first-person view, and he kicks open the door and says, what up, fuckers? And his mom's like, Brayden! And his sister's like, what are you doing with my phone? You can be as cool as that kid if you go check out our website. Or if you go check out our homeboys, Nosebleeds. They let us use their jam bread for breakfast, and we could not be more grateful to have such a tasty lick to be our theme song. Go check them out on Spotify. Nosebleeds, just one word. We get a double finisher this week, I feel like. A little finisher sandwich around the plugs, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Because I got an Amazon review here for the Rubber Duck The Finger Bath Duck. It's a rubber duck flipping the bird, as one might say.
All right.
Jeffrey A. Johnson titles his review, cute. I like this duck a lot. However, he keeps flipping me off, so I guess he doesn't like me. 4 stars.
That's good, clean fun. Ernie laugh, Ernie, Bert and Ernie laugh.
Ooh, how's Bert and Ernie laugh?
No. Yeah.